Restless, please remain standing for scripture reading. Today's passage will be from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Please listen as I read the scripture. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated, and let us put our hands together and welcome Tang Mu Shi and Sister Roseanne up on stage.
So the reason
I preach today and my prayer for the sermon today is, do you all know what it is? If you don't, then please listen attentively.
就是说, 希望每一个人听我讲的, 他能够听懂.
It is that everyone who listens to my sermon today will understand.
不单单要听懂, 而且呢, 也愿意听从.
And not only to understand, but be willing to obey.
有一些人他们听了,
so some people, they understand, but they don't necessarily obey.
有的人呢, 听了,
and others listen, but they don't understand.
就好像我们今天有的时候我们来聚会讲到了以后呢，我们不一定听得懂。
Just like how sometimes when we gather together, we listen to a sermon, we don't necessarily understand.
不要误会我，说看不起你们，不是，不是。
Don't misunderstand, I'm not looking down on
你来聚会, 但是你的心不在这里。
Sometimes we join the congregation, but our hearts are not here.
你的心不在这里的话，我在讲。 什么道你都听不进去，所以听不懂。
So if your hearts are not here, no matter what I say, you will not understand.
那你的心在哪里呢？
So where is your heart?
没有人知道，只有你知道。
Nobody knows except you.
那有一些人听了，好像懂了，但是他不听从。
And some people they listen and they seem to understand, but they don't obey.
这种的基督徒在现今的时代非常多。
So there are a lot of such Christians in today's world.
你还记得耶稣在登山宝训，在讲完八福以后，再讲五章，刚才我们所读的这一些以后，到了第七章。So
do you remember Jesus' sermon on the mount?
第七章的24到27节，耶稣讲什么？What
did Jesus say in chapter 7 verses
24-26? 就是耶稣把他所有第五章。 第六章、第七章里面所讲的道，他做一个 conclusion， 做一个结论。
He did a conclusion to his sermon on the mount.
他的结论就是说，你们听到以后若不行道
，And his conclusion was if you listen but do not
就好像,
carry out，
就好像，我不好意思讲了，就是好像笨蛋这个样子了。
It's like a fool.
所以呢，把房子建在哪里？沙土上。
It's like a fool that built his house on the sand.
来了雨淋、水冲、风吹。
And when the wind and waves come,
这个房子就倒塌了。
This house will collapse.
为什么？因为它的根基在沙土。
Because its foundation is on the
sand. 但是若是他听了道，他又遵行的。
But if you have heard the word and you obey,
他就是一个聪明人。
You are a wise man.
来了雨淋。 风吹，还有其他的试验来到的时候
，When trials and tribulations come，
他的房子不倒塌
，Their house does not fall。
眼睛在哪里呢
？Why？
眼睛就是在他的根基在磐石上
，Because their foundation is built on the rock。
换句话说，若是我们行道，就是在立根基
So when we obey His word, it is us building our foundation.
因为我们在行道的过程里边，我们经历神很多很多。
Because in carrying out His word, we experience God. Lots and lots.
若是我们听了我们不行的话，那就等于说我们的根基不稳。
So if we listen and do not obey, it means our foundation is not stable.
为什么说不稳呢？因为我们只知道神，但是我们没有经历他，我们没有更深的认识他。
Because we only know God, but we haven't experienced, truly experienced.
就好像我说，上帝是爱。
Just like we say, God is love.
上帝是信实的。
God is faithful.
上帝必定供应我们的一切需要。
God will provide for all our needs.
上帝是听祷告的。
God listens to our prayers.
在上帝没有难成的事。
In God, there is nothing impossible.
我相信每一个基督徒都知道。
I believe that this are truths that all Christians know.
但是并不等于知道了以后，每一个基督徒都经历了。
But it does not mean that all Christians have experienced it.
所以在过程里边，若是神许可一些的考验领到我们，这是神特大的恩典领到你，领到我的身上。
So if in the process of obeying Him, we experience trials and tribulations,
让我们可以经历他，我们对他的信心就越来越坚定。
This is God's grace, because when we rely on Him, our faith in Him grows.
我们在耶稣基督里面，我们有绝对的安全。
And in Jesus, we have ultimate safety.
再大的困难领到我，我不担心，因为我知道神与我同在。过去怎么样与我同在，现在还是照样与我同在。
And when trials and tribulations come, we know that God is with us because He has always been with us.
摩西在领导以色列人出埃及的时候，他经历很多很多很多很多。
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, he experienced so many things.
当进入《生命记》31章的时候，摩西已经到了人生的最后终点。
And when Moses was reaching the end of his life in Deuteronomy,
所以他就跟约书亚说,
he told Joshua,
我不能带你们进去迦南应许之地。
I cannot bring you into Canaan.
所以我把这个责任，这个棒交给你。
And so I pass on this leadership to you.
那约书亚跟着摩西走。
Joshua walked with Moses.
摩西经历的，他也看见。
And everything that Moses experienced, he saw.
但是摩西经历以后认识神更深，不一定是约书亚的生命体验，不一定。
But as Moses experienced God, this is not necessarily Joshua's own experience.
所以到了《生命记》31章的时候，摩西要离开了，因为他不能再领导以色列人进入应许，所以他就把这个棒把这责任交给约书亚。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 31, Moses passes on leadership to Joshua.
约书亚害怕。
Joshua was afraid.
难道以前他看见摩西神怎么样与摩西同在，难道他不知道吗？
Is it that Joshua does not know what God has led Moses through?
但是不一定他所知道的他都经历过。
He does, but what he knows is not what he has
experienced. 不一定摩西所体验的他也体验过。
He has not experienced what Moses has experienced.
所以他面对的时候他害怕。
And so when he faced it, he was
scared. 所以摩西就跟他讲很多话里面的其中一句话。
And so in all the things that Moses told him,
他说过去上帝怎么样与我这个摩西同在，现在照样与你同在。
Said as God has walked with me, so He will walk with you.
够吗？
Is that enough?
不够。
That's not enough.
这是一种知识的传递。
This is a passing of information.
他知道。
He knows.
但是当他亲身带领以色列人过约旦河，经历神自己的同在，神怎么样为他征战。 他知道了，他真正的知道，不是单单知道。
But as he personally led, as God led him to bring the Israelites past the Jordan River into the promised land,
所以弟兄姊妹们，在你跟我的生命的历程当中，若是我们真的要听从的话，神会许可一些的障碍，一些的路障 roadblocks， 堵住我们的前面的路。 但是若是我们愿意顺服神，一定让你的生命更加的丰盛。
And so in our life's journey, we may face roadblocks that God allows to be put in our lives. But when we get through them, and lean on God, our faith is also strengthened.
今天的经文呢，是耶稣用一个很特别的比喻来比喻基督徒的生活。
So in today's scripture, we see Jesus uses a very special metaphor.
这个基督徒的生活呢，是让我们每一个人都可以体会的。
And this metaphor is something that all of us have experienced.
他用什么比喻呢？
And what metaphor did he
他说,
use?
他说你们是盐，你们是光。
He said, "You are salt, you are light."
这个光 不是一个人的光，这个盐不是一个人的需要的盐，是世界的光，世界的盐，世上的盐，世上的光。
So this salt and this light is not just needed by only one person, but it is something that the world needs.
可能我们每一个人在读以后呢，我不知道啊，我本身我在看了以后呢，我已经讲过很多这样的这一个经文的道，但是我重新在思考的时候，我就想为什么不用别的，一定要用盐跟光？
As I was reading this very familiar scripture, I was wondering why use salt and light? Why use these as metaphors?
原来盐跟光其实是一个很普通的东西，对不对？
So salt and light are very common things.
很平凡的东西。
They are very common things.
但是我告诉你，这个平凡很普通的东西，但是却是人人需要的东西。
But these very common and normal things are actually human needs.
因为它可以影响每一个人的生活素质。
Because they can influence everyone's quality of life.
没有光，你影响你的生活，对不对？
Without light, it will affect your entire life.
没有盐调味的话，影响你的食欲。
If you did not have salt to flavor your food,
每一天让你吃淡淡的东西，可能一两次还可以。高血压的，大概勉强可以了。
If you had to eat bland food every day.
所以中国人老人家常常这样提醒年轻人，你知道吗，我吃的盐比你吃米更多耶。
So,
难怪他高血压。
So it's so important that there's even a Chinese saying that says I've had more salt than you've had rice.
所以这个盐跟光呢是非常重要的东西，也是人人都需要，而且影响着你生命的素质，你生命的这个质量。
So salt and light are very common but very important things that affect our quality of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣用这个比喻就是要提醒我们每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus uses this metaphor to remind all of us.
你是基督徒，你是光，你是盐，你是世界每一个人都需要的人。
You are a Christian, you are salt and light. You are someone.That the world needs.
因为你的存在影响很多人。
Because your existence influences a lot of people.
你的生活能够影响很多人。
Your life can influence people.
所以你要认清你的身份。
And so you need to acknowledge your identity.
你认清你的身份了没有？
Have you recognized your own identity?
我是盐。
I am salt.
我是光。
I am light.
我告诉你，主耶稣没有叫你做盐。
Jesus is not telling us to go and be light.
你怎么做都做不了盐，你做不了盐，你怎么能够变成盐？
You cannot
对不对？
become salt.
你也不能做光。
And you cannot become light.
你怎么想办法，你都不能够成为做光的，不能的。
There's no method that you can do to.
但是你的生命的本质就是盐，就是光。
But the essence of your life is salt.
所谓的盐跟光呢，就是说你可以影响很多的人，你可以帮助很多的人，你可以祝福很多的人，你可以带领很多的人。
It means that you can influence a lot of people, you can bless a lot of people, you can lead a lot of people.
接下来一句话，刚才十三节说。
So verse 13, it said.
盐若是失去了味道，
If salt loses its saltiness，
圣经怎么说？喂，
So what did the Bible say？
你刚才有没有听啊？
Were you listening？
喂，我看你的脸啊，大概你就没有听。有主席念了以后啊，他念了，牧师也会讲解嘛，我干嘛去听的？你注意一下，他说若是盐失去了味道。就没有用了。
If salt loses its saltiness, it is no longer good for anything.
换句话说，我是盐，若是我没有味道，我就是没有用的人了。
In other words, if I'm salt but I'm not salty,
若是我是光，但是我没有办法照明，我就是没有用的光了。
If I'm light but I'm not able to illuminate others,
为什么？
I have no purpose.
因为失去那个功能。
Because I've lost that essence.
失去那个影响力。
I've lost that influence.
你没有用，就等于说你不再被这个世界所需要。
If you have lost that ability, it means that you are no longer purposeful to this world.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
你们都是很年轻的啦。
You're all very young.
我在印尼，若是我跟年轻人讲到的时候，他们都叫我牧师爷爷。
In Indonesia, when I give a sermon, they call me pastor, grandfather pastor.
我今年74岁了。
So this year I'm 74.
人家说, 牧师啊, 你70岁好像47岁耶。
我好开心哦。我好开心耶。 It makes me very happy when people tell me, Pastor, you're 74, you look 47.
开心没有用。
But being happy about this,
我很多年都已经退休了。
I retired many years ago.
但是我有一个祷告, 当我还没有退休之前, 我就想, 主啊, 我退休以后, 难道我什么都不做了吗?
But I had a prayer. Lord, after I retire, does that mean I don't have to do anything?
我说我还很健康耶。
I'm still very healthy.
我的头脑很清醒耶。
I'm still very clear-minded.
难道我就退休了以后, 我就躲在家里, 每一天, 看孙子, 跟孙子换尿片, 等等。 不是的。
Does it mean that after I retire, I just stay at home, take care of my grandkid?
所以我就开始祷告。
So I started to pray.
你知道 Alam Sutra 那个地方为什么我们会开始这个聚会?
Do you know why we began congregation in Alam Sutra?
我只有一个信念。
I only have an ideology.
牧师爷爷跟你们分享, 啊, 好好的听啊。
Let this grandpa pastor tell you.
我的信念就是说, 我退休以后, 我还是要成为一个神手中 有用的人.
My prayer is that even after I retire, I want to be someone useful in the eyes of the Lord.
我没有办法跟年轻人跑步，啊，跳，我不没有办法。
I cannot keep up with the younger people.
但是我可以靠着主的恩典，我继续我服侍的那种生活。
But I want to keep up that life of serving the Lord.
我就开始祷告。
So I start to pray.
以后神就给我一些的感动。
And God moved my heart.
那我的感动，第一，我要每一个礼拜大概有3到4次，我会去拜访那些还没信主的人。
The first is that I want to do house visitations at least
3 to 4 times a week
to those who have not been
saved. 传福音。
So I spread the gospel.
那么传了几年，很多人信主。我一年我的 target 是60个人呢。
And my target every year is for 60 people to be in
Christ. 那我做了3年以后，每一年都是达到60个人。
And after 3 years, every year I hit this target.
那有的是在外岛，有的是在外国，好像我去台北布道的时候，我也会带领信主。但是若是在本地 Jakarta 的那附近的地方，最少最少了，每三年里面最少有100个人吧。
And in these 3 years, if we talk about local people in Indonesia,
所以我带了人信主以后呢， 我就会介绍给当地的教会的牧者。
And then I will introduce these believers to different churches in Indonesia.
因为我认识很多牧师，很多牧师也认识我。
Because I know a lot of pastors.
所以我打电话说，哎，某某牧师，你在你这边附近有一个姐妹，她信了主，以后你栽培她，你 follow up 她哦。So
I'll call them up and say, Pastor, there's a believer, a sister who is living near your area, who is very talented, very skilled. Please reach out to her.
对不起，我没有一点意思要批评别的牧师。
Sorry, I don't have any. I don't mean to criticize any pastor.
但是我有。 我跟他们讲了以后，他们都没有跟进的，没有的。
But they don't follow up.
所以我感觉可能这个孩子不是他生的，所以他不疼，他不爱。
And so it might be a case of this child wasn't birthed by them.
因为他是我生的嘞，用福音生了他，我真的很爱他，很关心他的哦。
And because I birthed these spiritual children in the spirit, so I'm very concerned for them.
以后到了2024年的 31号，12月31号。
And on the last day of 2024,
我就开始想，我2025年我到底要怎么做？
I said, what am I going to do in 2025?
我说主啊，这些人都没有人栽培，以后啊，他们又没有去教会了，他们又不懂跑去哪里了。
Say God, there's no one to help to take care of this group of people, and after that, what's going to happen to them?
我就祷告了。
And so I prayed.
我说主啊，怎么办啊？
Say Lord, what do I do?
以后圣灵就感动我。
And the Spirit touched me.
为什么他会感动我？
And why did it?
因为我有一个心， 我要成为一个有用的人。
Because I have a heart to be a useful person.
虽然退休了， 年纪也大了，
Even though I've retired,
体力各方面都差了，
And physically I'm not as strong
as I used to be. 但是神给我的意象很清楚。
But the message from God came
very clearly. 所以我就决定，
And so I decided，
带人信主以后呢， 我就继续栽培。
That after I brought these people to Christ, I will continue to
花很多时间，但是神没有叫我的劳苦落空，没有。
And it took a lot of time.
我栽培了很多的弟兄姊妹信主以后，他们就开始有看得见成长。
And these brothers and sisters, they grew in Christ.
以后有一我的孩子最小的，他就跟我说：“爸， 你若是继续这样做下去，就等于一个教会了。
And my child, my youngest child told me, but if you continue like this, it's a church already.
其实他没有跟我讲，我也知道。
And actually, even if you didn't tell me so, I knew.
我心里想，我那个时候已经73了，我还有多少精力，我还有多少年？
But at the time, I was already 73. How much more time do I have left?
过后我就祷告，我说主若是要开教会，那我都顶多三年，三年过后又怎么样？我要找谁来代替我？你明白吗？
And so I prayed, God, if I build another church, then I only have three more years.
因为我没有其他的出路，我就把它交托给主，我就不管了，我照样做咯。
And because I didn't have other options, I left it up to God.
所以今年年初我来这边讲道。
And so at the beginning of the year, I came to Agape to give a sermon.
我只不过告诉上帝，我不知道怎么做，以后怎么走，我不懂。
And all I did was I had told God that I don't know what to do.
虽然我不懂，但是我还要走下去嘛，对不对？
And even though I don't know what to do, I want to continue.
上帝就感动黄牧师，不知道什么原因，他就跟我讲：“哎，牧师啊，在印尼可以开吗？”喂，我听了以后，为什么这么安呢？我讲的东西，他讲的东西跟我想的东西一模一样哦，所以我那个时候
God touched the heart of Reverend
Y.C. 我那个时候心里很激动，你知道吗？但是我还是保持冷静嘛，我要保持冷静，不要冲动。我就跟黄牧师说：“好啊，让我先祷告。”这是我的，其实我也在祷告了。其实我要立刻答应他也可以，但是。我有一点害怕，这个已经70多岁的老头啊，这个老爷爷还能够做吗？
So actually, I was a little bit worried when Reverend YC approached me to talk about the building of a church in Indonesia. What can a 73-year-old man do?
过后我回去印尼。
And so after I returned to Indonesia,
我就跟我的孩子分享。
I shared with my children.
我的孩子就突然间 pop 出一句话。他说：“爸，可能上帝为你开路哎。”
And they said, "Ba, maybe it's God opening a way for you."
他这一句话真的是让我确定这是神的开路，所以我又飞回来跟黄牧师说：“我们成交。”
And his words made me very certain that this was God's doing, and so I flew back to Singapore and told Reverend YC.
所以我说你给我时间哈，给我时间，大概用6月份开始，我开始筹备，一直到12月份。
And from I told him, give me some time from June to December to start preparing.
现在才是十月份，对不对？
And now it's only October.
但是我没有想到，神的速度比我想象的还要快哦。
I never thought that God would work even faster than I would.
我就一直想，为什么神给我的速度这么快？是因为我有一颗心说，主啊，我虽然年纪大了，但是我还需要主你用我，让我成为一个有用的爷爷。
And I was wondering why would God be so quick? And I realized that it's because of this heart that I have. God, I want to.
过后大概
please use
花了2个月的时间，我就敲定可以了，可以开始这个一个新的聚会所。
And I realized that if we can begin to build this church,
就这样成了。
And so this is how.
现在我们已经租了一个殿屋，差不多6×18。
And now we've already rented a
shophouse. 3层楼。很大。第二楼我们做聚会的地方，第一楼呢好像埃加贝这样，有大家喝咖啡喝茶的地方。第三楼等下我们可以开主日学。
So there's room for the congregation, there's room for a little coffee area, and also on the third floor for Sunday school.
我告诉各位，神要用你，年轻的时候要用你。
God wants to use you when you're young.
你在年中年的时候，老年的时候。还是要用你。
And in your middle age and your old age, God still wants to use you.
若是神认为你已经在这个世上没有得用了。
And if God feels that, you are not no
longer
of use.
没有得用啊，或者他不要用，不是等于说你的机器坏了，不是。
It doesn't mean that you are broken.
不一定要等到你老才说我不用你了。
And not necessarily when wait until you are old.
可能年轻的时候神要用我们，我们不要，我们又不要他用。
Maybe when we are young, we don't want to be used by him.
所以那个时候我就看见神真的还要用这个牧师爷爷。
And I thank God that he still wants to use this old man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我就想起 Mother Teresa 曾经讲过一句话。
I thought of something that Mother Teresa once said.
她说我们在神的手中就好像一支铅笔。
She said that we are like a pencil in God's hand.
神要怎么用是他的主权。
And it is his jurisdiction how he wants
to use us. 但是有一件事很清楚。
But there is one very clear
thing. 这个铅笔神要用写下不是你的故事，是神的故事。
That God wants to write with this pencil, not our story, but his story.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们一定要认清我的身份是什么。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be very clear.
我认清我的身份是盐，是光。
So our identity is salt.
神不要你做盐，因为你做不来。 神不要你做盐，但是你做不来。
God doesn't want you to
神也不要,
become salt.
神也不要你做光，因为你做不来。
God doesn't want you to become light because
你本身就是盐, 你本身就是光。
Because you are already salt, you are already light.
就是当我们接受耶稣的那一刻,
when in the moment that
我们重生了,
we have
我们成为新造的人,
become a new creation.
那个整个的生命已经翻转过来,
and that our entire lives have been
就是盐的生命,
turned around. This is the life of salt.
就是说有影响的生命,
is a life of influence.
是世界上所有的人都需要的生命。
It is a life that the world needs.
因为我们是代表耶稣活在这个世上。
Because living on this world, we are representatives of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神要用我们每一个人, 不分年龄。
God wants to use each and every one of us, regardless of our age.
我常常跟我的孩子说, 若是这个时候我是50岁的话, 那不得了了。
So very often I tell my children, if I were 50 now, that'd be great.
现在我是 74 耶, 不是 47 哦。
Now I am 74, 不是 47。
对了，所以我不是以走一步看一步的那种心态，不是。
So I don't live my life with the let's look and see.
若是我说我走一步看一步，那么我的 我的斗志啊，没有那么强的。
If I had the let's look and see attitude, then my
但是我是,
fighting spirit wouldn't be strong.
我是要主啊，你用我，我要被你用。
But I want to be, I have the God use me, I want to be used
而且主啊,
by you, spirit.
主啊,
and Lord,
你真的要用我。
Really use me.
因为我希望我的生命有用, 能够成为很多人的祝福。
Because I hope that my life is purposeful, I can help people.
就好像一支笔这样子。
Just like a pen.
求你用我的生命写下不是我的故事，是上帝的故事。
Use my life to write your story.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
主耶稣就用这个比喻告诉我们那个重要性到底是什么。
Jesus uses these metaphors to tell us the importance.
你是世界上不可缺少的人。
You are a person that the world needs.
这个世界在哪里呢？
And where is this world?
你是影响这个世界的人。
You are a person who influences the world.
这个世界到底是什么呢？
And what is this world?
就是你的家。
It is your home.
你读书的学校。
It is the school you study in.
你所接触的很多很多的朋友。
It's the friends you
interact with. 你职场上的朋友。
Your friends in your
workplace. 你所接触的任何人。
Anyone that you come across.
他们需要你。
They need you.
所以你必须成为一个
And so you need
有用的人。
to become a
Amen?
Useful person.
你听懂了没有？
Have you understood?
喂, 听懂了吗?
Have you understood?
还是听不懂啊?
Have I understood?
点点在那边听不懂啊? 听懂了没有?
Understand?
听懂了没有?
Understand?
听懂的可以回家了咯。
Okay, understand can go home already.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
今天为什么很多基督徒他们没有办法 扮演盐跟光的角色。
Why is it that today so many Christians cannot perform the duties of being salt and light?
不是因为这个世界越来越邪恶，不是。
It's not because the world has become more and more
也不是这个世界引诱太可怕了，不是。
And it is not that the temptations of this world are very scary.
你知道是什么吗？ 我们没有办法扮演好盐跟光的角色。
Why is it that we cannot perform our duties as salt and light?
乃是因为我们 很快，很着急，跟这个世界认同。
It's because we are very quick and impatient for the world's acceptance.
我们把世界的想法、世界的做法、世界的态度带进我们的家、带进我们的教会、带进我们的生活里边。
We bring the world's ideologies, thinking, and ways of doing into the church.
所以这一支笔啊，没有办法写下神奇妙的故事。
And so this pen is unable to write God's amazing story.
不单单没有影响人。
Not only does it fail to influence others,
甚至我们成为别人的绊脚石、绊脚石。
But we also
对不对
cause others to stumble.
耶稣曾经讲过这样的一句话。
So Jesus once said.
他说：“绊倒人的事是常有的。”绊倒人的事是常有的。
刚我又找到。Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come.
什么是常有？就是常常会发生的。
What does it mean bound to come? It means that it happens.
不会很不奇怪的事。
It's not surprising.
接下来的一句话很可怕的。
But the next line is very scary.
这不是汤牧师讲的，不是。
It's not
是耶稣说的。他说绊倒人的事是常有的，但是绊倒人的人有祸了。
Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come.But woe to anyone through whom they come.
我不要做有祸的人。
I don't want to suffer woe.
我要做有用的人。
I want to be a purposeful person.
所以今天的道很简单，我不想跟你们用神学的角度去看什么是光，什么是眼，我不要。
So today's sermon is very simple. I don't want to get into any theological
debates. 因为我的头脑是很简单的头脑。
Because our brains are very simple.
怎么样在我们的生活里边，在信仰的生活里边，我们把它实践出来。
How do we carry this out in our lives?
我跟你分享一个见证。
Let me share a testimony with you.
我有一个会友呢，他接受训练以后
，I have a church member who after undergoing training,
他向神立志。
She
因为他是一个公司里面的主管
，because she was a supervisor in her company.
那么他。很多的同事，对不对
？So she has a lot of colleagues.
以前她从来没有想过
，and she never thought.
但是当她接受训练以后，她立志说：“主啊，我要成为一个有用的人，我真的要扮演盐跟光的角色。
”But after discipleship training, she told herself, "I want to be a useful person for God."
过后，在她的公司里面，她就任领另外一个主管，另外一个部门的主管。
And so she,
connected
and adopted this other supervisor in her company.
过后，他就为他祷告
and prayed for them,
让他可以影响这个人
so that they could influence this other person.
最后影响到吗？影响到。
And after that, did she succeed?
我先告诉你，这个另外一个主管他是回教徒
so this other supervisor is actually Muslim.
他们常常一起 lunch, 一起吃
so they have lunch very often.
那过后呢？因为常常接触，他们的关系越来越好。
So after that, because they always interact with each other, so their relationship became closer.
这个 Muslim 这个回教徒的主管呢，他遇到家庭的一些问题，他愁眉苦脸呢。
And so this Muslim supervisor was going through family issues, and he was very
上帝给这个弟兄有智慧，看到他的困难。
And so this Christian supervisor saw.
不知道到底什么原因，不知道。
And didn't know the reason behind it.
他就问他说：“你好像很多心事，对不对
？”And asked, "You seem very troubled."
你有什么烦恼
？What's going on?
他就跟他分享他的烦恼，家庭的烦恼。
And so they shared with them their troubles and their concerns.
这位上帝所使用的弟兄很有智慧。
And so this brother who was being used by God was very wise.
他就跟他说：“他说弟兄啊，我没办法帮你解决你的烦恼。”
He said, "Brother, I'm not able to solve your problems."
但是我可以向我所相信的耶稣祷告，求耶稣帮助你。
But I can pray to Jesus, who I believe in, to help you.
就是那么简单的一句话。
And so it's just this very simple sentence.
他就为他祷告。
And he prayed.
在为他祷告之前，他就说：“只要我祷告的内容，你说你赞成、你喜欢、你就是这样的想法的话，你就说 Amen.”
And he said.As long as whatever I'm praying, the contents you agree, just say amen.
你知道回教徒他们最后的祷告也是 amen 的哦。
You know, for Muslims, their prayer, the last word that they say is also amen.
以后他会这样说 ，Alhamdulillah, amen. 就是感谢上帝 ，amen.
And so they will say a phrase that's.
所以这位弟兄为他祷告，整个祷告的内容，那个回教的一个弟兄一直 amen, amen, amen 的完。
And so through the entire prayer, this Muslim brother was saying, "Amen, amen, amen."
长话短说啊，以后一段时间以后，他的事情解决了。他的事情解决了。
Oh, long story short, his problem was resolved.
解决了以后呢，他就跟这个弟兄的关系越来越好。
And so after it was resolved, the relationship grew even better.
有一天。
So one day.
这位回教徒，他就跟我的教会弟兄，他说：“哎 ，brother 啊，礼拜天我可以去你的教会吗
？”And so this Muslim brother approached him and said, "Brother, this Sunday can I go to your church?"
我教会的弟兄啊，虽然他相信神一定做工，但是等到那个事实摆在眼前的时候，他吓了一跳：“你没有搞错啊，是吧？你不怕？”
And so this brother, when even though he knows that God is working, when he heard this question,
但是基督徒怕了
哎。
你明白吗？他说我不怕，来，我跟着你去好吗
？He said, don't be scared.
这位弟兄还问
，Can I come with you?
你太太知道吗？你的太太知道吗
？Does your wife know about this?
他说知道。
And he said, yes.
原来是这样，他的事情解决以后，他的太太看见他的丈夫改变得很厉害耶。
And as it turns out, after the problems were resolved,
他改变不是因为好像其他的回教徒每一天祈祷五次，不是。
She saw that it wasn't the change. The change wasn't that her husband.
甚至于他没有再这样祈祷了。
And in fact, he stopped doing that.
这位回教徒的弟兄以前他是每一天索拉瓦，你知道索拉瓦是什么？敬拜上帝，用亚拉伯话来敬拜，这个叫做索拉瓦，敬拜神。
And so this Muslim brother used to be very devout in his Muslim faith.
没有了，现在也没有索拉瓦了。
And now he would stop engaging in rituals that he did every day.
你就把索拉瓦这一句话听进去，你不必明白了，你不明白也算了。啊，他没有这样做了。
So he stopped doing that.
但是他的生命不一样。
But there were changes in his life.
最后他的老婆受不了，就问他：“你为什么会有这么大的改变
？”And so the wife, after a while, asked him, "Why is there such a great change?"
他就跟他的老婆分享。因为在我的 office 有一位基督徒
，and he shared with her that in my office there is a Christian.
他常常为我祷告
，he prays for me often.
关心我
，and he cares for me.
我被他吸引了
，and I've been attracted by him.
我被他影响了
，I've been influenced by him.
你看见了没有
？Do you see?
以后你知道吗？这一对夫妇啊
，and so this husband and wife
信主受洗信主
，got baptized and believe in the
Lord. 他有两个孩子。
They have two children.
跟着他的父母亲来。
That follow their parents to church.
以后也在主日学参加主日学。
And also attend Sunday school.
你说很特别吗
？Isn't that
很特别？什么特别呢？就是因为他的生命有影响力。
It's because this brother's life.
这一位弟兄需要那个弟兄。
This brother needed that other brother.
这个弟兄也愿意让神来用他，成为一个有用的人，来祝福另外一个弟兄。
And this brother was willing to let himself be used by God.
我用这个例子做见证，来提醒每一位弟兄姊妹们，也提醒我。
So I use this testimony as a reminder for each of us, as well as myself.
我们一定要成为一个有用的人。
That we must become someone
useful. 一定要成为神手中被需要的人。
To become someone who is needed and used by God.
我们可以向神祷告说：“主啊，求你用我，好像一支笔这样写下神神奇的故事。”
So we can pray that, God, may you use me like a pencil to write down your amazing story.
所以这一件事发生，就让我知道，在神没有难成的事。
And this incident allowed me to learn and know that in God, everything is possible.
我被赎了，牧师。
And you can see,
在上帝没有难成的事。
In God,
但是我问你，你经历多少
？Nothing is impossible. But what have you experienced?
我再问你，你真的知道在神没有难成的事吗
？Do you really know that nothing is impossible in the Lord?
除非你亲身经历神真的没有难成的事。
Personally experienced that in God nothing is impossible.
所以耶稣用这个比喻，就是要提醒我们每一个人。
And so Jesus uses this metaphor to remind each of us.
你是平凡的人，但是你可以影响世界。
You are an ordinary person, but you can influence the world.
你是很普通的人，但是每一个人需要你。
You are a very ordinary person, but
家人需要你
，your family
朋友需要你
，your friends
学校的同学需要你
，your classmates
工作的场合里边人人都需要你。
And in the office, they need you as well.
包括教会
，including the church.
所以我们要提醒我们自己的行为。
And so we need to remind ourselves that our
我们的原理
and our speech
我们的态度
and our attitude
今天最可怕的一件事在基督徒身上发生
So today the scariest thing that can happen to a Christian
我们对我们的原理我们的行为我们的态度没有见证我们感觉无所谓
is that when our speech, our actions, and our attitude do not reflect
our
beliefs, we feel that it doesn't matter.
无所谓.
We think, oh, it's okay if
什么叫做无所谓?
I'm not a good testimony.
没关系啊.
It doesn't matter.
为多我一个少我一个也无所谓啊.
Anyway, if there is me or if there's no me, that doesn't make a difference. No one will specially take notice of me.
只要教会有见证，只要牧师有见证，就够了。少我一个也没关系.
As long as there's a testimony in church or the pastor has a testimony, then that's fine. It doesn't matter if I have one or not.
这一段经文比喻什么？不单比喻一个个体。
But this scripture tells us,
对个体来说，你是盐，你是光。
That as an individual, you are salt, you are light.
对一个群体来说，主耶稣说，你是光，你是盐。
And to the community, Jesus also says, you are salt,
you are light. 所以整体来说，我们都是光，我们都是盐。
We are all salt and we are all light.
个体来说，我们也是盐，我们是光。
Individually, we are also salt.
神所要的是什么？
What does God want?
影响人。
For us to influence others.
成为一个有用的人。
To become a useful person.
被我所使用。
To be used by him.
被人需要的人。
To be needed by others.
请问你信了耶稣以后，
After you believe in Christ,
是不是你是一个被人需要的？
Are you needed by others?
或者有你没有你都无所谓。
Or is it with you or without you, it doesn't matter?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
牧师爷爷讲的话， 你听懂了没有？
Pastor Akong say, Pastor Akong. Understand?
听懂了没有？ 听懂了吗？
Understood.
不单听懂， 还是愿意， 还要愿意，
Not just to understand, but to be willing to obey.
要听从。
We must obey.
我相信啊， 你的生命会不再一样。
And I believe that your life
Amen.
Will never be the same.
我今天讲到我， 我现在已经用另外一个方式， 就是好像讲故事这样的方式， 跟你们讲。
So I usually preach using storytelling.
你们会打瞌睡吗？
Will you
坐在后面的打瞌睡吗？
Over there.
但是我告诉你， 你放心， 你要睡你睡吧。
I tell you, if you want to fall asleep, just sleep lah.
因为我看不到你。
Because I cannot see you.
你懂吗？ 我要40厘米啊， 我才看得清楚的。
I can only see you if you are 40 cm.
好像他这样在笑， 我知道他笑， 但是我看不到他的眼睛。
For example, Janice smiling at me, I can see.
他要闭眼在笑， 或者睁眼在笑， 我看不到。
But if whether she closes her eyes and smile or opens her eyes to smile, I cannot tell.
你可以放心睡吧， 平平安安睡吧。
You can sleep in peace.
不过你不要睡熟了以后转下去，大家都知道了。
But please don't sleep so soundly that you fall.
所以我今天要告诉大家的。
So today what I want to tell all of us.
你是神手中非常贵重的一支笔。
Is that you are a very precious pen in God's
hands. 神要用你。
God wants to use you.
写下神很多神奇的故事。
To write down a lot of his amazing stories.
你也被世人所需要。
And you are needed by the world.
因为你是盐。
Because you are salt.
你是光。
You are light.
圣经说， 若是盐没有味道， 就丢掉了。
And the Bible says, if salt loses its saltiness,
为什么,
you can throw it out.
为什么会丢掉？
Why?
为什么会丢在外面， 遭人奸打， 是因为没用了啊， 没有用啊。
Because there's no use for it anymore.
已经没有用了。
Because there is no use for it.
干嘛你留在那边？
Why keep it?
丢掉它算了。
Just throw it away.
我问你， 你要被神用， 还是被神丢？
Do you want to be used by God or thrown away by him?
Hello? 你要被神丢掉， 还是被神用？ 喂， Amen. 很好。 你当然不敢说， 我要被神丢掉。 你一定不敢。 但是我希望啊，
I hope,
你说， 主啊， 我今天总算听懂了。
I hope that in your prayer you will tell God, God, I finally understand.
我要被神用。
I want to be used by God.
牧师爷爷这么大的年龄， 还是这样祷告， 主啊， 我要被你所用。
And at my age, I still pray, Dear God, I want to be used by you.
我告诉你， 我还有一个私心耶， 在阿兰苏特拉， 我有一个私心，
actually have a very
私心。
Kind of selfish
这个私心呢， 是什么？ 就是要告诉很多退休的牧师，
is to tell all of the retired pastors.
因为跟我同年龄的牧师， 比我小年龄的牧师， 退休以后啊， 整天在家里。
Because there are pastors who are my age or younger who have retired, and
他们组织一个什么？
What they do is they sit at home,
组织一个退休牧师的团契。
And they create a community of retired pastors.
他请我讲道。
And they invite me to preach to them.
我看着他们，
And I look at them.
为什么你头发这么快白了？
How come your hair is so white?
他说没有事做啊。
And they say I have nothing to do.
我说你干嘛每一天在家里咯。
So what do you do every day? I just stay at
home. 我听了我眼睛真的很大。
And I was very shocked.
我说你知道我是没有染发的嘞。
So do you know my hair is natural?
我是自然黑的哦。
It's a natural black.
我不是开玩笑，是真的是自然黑的，我的头发。
I'm not joking.
我呢我有一个私心啊。
So I have a selfish desire.
我要告诉这些退休牧师。
I want to tell these retired pastors.
我汤广强还可以做得到，你们更可以做得到的。
If I can do it.You can
因为你所相信的神跟我所相信神是一样的。
Because the God that I believe in,
以前是这样，现在也是这样，将来也是一样的，对不对
？Now, yesterday, today, and forevermore.
所以你们为我祷告，但愿我的私心能够被成全。
And so pray for me.
这是我的私心，但是呢，我是希望能够提醒更多，好像跟我一样退休的牧师有百多个人呢，还有一些我不认识的。
So amongst these retired pastors, there are over 100 of them.
希望他们能够起来。
Pray that they will be able to.
而且不要等太久，等太久，等一下他们回天家了咯，
来不及看了。Before they return to God.
明白吗？所以大家一起为 Alam Sutra 以后的侍奉开展。
So please also pray for Alam Sutra and the development of the church there.
最后啊。
So lastly.
我有要告诉大家，若是我们现在还没有做到。
I want to tell everyone that if we haven't done it yet,
不要灰心啊,
do not be discouraged.
我也有我的弱点,
I also have my weaknesses.
有的时候我的弱点也是我家人的弱点, 对不对?
And sometimes my weakness is also my family's weakness.
有的时候我没有这个弱点, 但是我的家人有这个弱点。
And sometimes I have this weakness, but my family does not.
不要紧,
it's okay.
我们可以向神祷告。
We can pray to God.
这是我在神的面前的祷告。
And this is my prayer in front of God.
主啊，有很多事情我还没做到。
God, there are a lot of things that I haven't achieved.
有的事情我真的做得不地道，就是不好啦。
And some things I haven't done to its best.
求主改变我的生命。
May you change my life.
改变我。
Change me.
让我更加有用。
So that I may be
不但有用，要更有用。
And not just useful,、Amen? But more useful.
最后一段经文我要。
So, the
大家一起来读以弗所书第五章第一节来我们一起读一二三
Follow God's example therefore as dearly loved children Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1
以弗所书我看不到的你不要以为我其实看不到的我是装模作样给你们看而已
因此你们既然是蒙爱的儿女就应当效法神
所以我们要立志说主啊我要成为一个蒙爱的儿女
So we need to pledge to God that we want to become his dearly beloved children
你既然是蒙神所爱的
And so since you are dearly loved by God
你真的要成为真正神的儿女
You really need to become God's children Amen
怎么样成为真正神的儿女呢
How can you truly become God's children?
下面的一句话说什么
What does the next verse say?
要效法神
To follow God's example
学神
To learn from God
活出好像神的生活来
To live out a life like his
求主赐福我们每一个人
So may God bless each of us
听懂了
Understood
听懂了
Understood
对听懂了啊？好，不单听懂，主啊，我愿意听从。
Not only to understand, but also be willing to obey.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
请祷告，请你带领祷告啊。
Dear God, we thank you because we know that we are your dearly beloved children. Help us each day, to. Remind us each day to follow your instructions, Lord, and to obey you, and to not just be your children, not just to sit there and live a normal, ordinary life, but to really live our life as salt and light, to influence the people around us, trusting in you and trusting in your strength, because in you, nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
So we put this time into your hands and we thank you for your spirit speaking to us. Jesus' name.